Good singing this morning, ain't it? Good singing. I thank God for each and every one of these songs, and certainly how that they have blessed our hearts today, and certainly what a day it will be when my Jesus I shall see. And we want to stay here as long as we can, but there's still a part that knows that when the time comes, in the whatever hour of the day it may be, that we've got a better place to go to than what this world has given to us today. And life is good, is it not? If we just get the devil off our backs, what a better life that we could have today. In the book of James, in the 4th chapter, just reading one part of a verse, and you can turn there, but I'm just going to take the middle part of this verse and use it for our scripture reading this morning. Well, I'll read the whole verse, how's that, and then read verse 7 in your hearing this morning from James, the 4th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word. He says, "Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And I'm just going to read that verse today, and you can be seated in the house of God. And the Lord laid a thought upon my heart a few weeks ago, and I'm just now being able to bring it to you this morning. And I'm glad that God visits with each and every one of us. And He visits with us in different ways, at different times, different seasons, and gives us the words that we stand in need of as a people. I do not pick the messages. I just preach what's upon my heart and what comes from the Word of God. And I try my best to just preach it undefiled, not trying to cast the word in any one direction or another. But the Bible teaches us just to preach the gospel. Just let it go out. And as the old timers used to say, let the chips fall where they may. And today I ask that you just pray for us for a few minutes of time that would be before you this morning. From James, the 4th chapter, in the 7th verse, using the middle part there where he said, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." The thought that we had this morning in our text would be this: flirting with the devil. And another subtext, I guess, would go along with that: flirting with disaster. Flirting with disaster. The Bible teaches us that the devil comes in many different ways, forms, and fashions. He is not that big, tall, dragon-looking guy with a long tail and a pitchfork and horns on his head. The devil will come in many forms and fashions and that you wouldn't even recognize it's him until you hear him speak. How many of you today know the voice of the devil? And you say, well, if he comes in many different ways and forms, how can you recognize his voice? And his voice is always the same. It may come with a different tone or a different vernacular. Or it may come with a different pitch, but it's always the same. The devil is out to take what God has given to you and allow. And the only way that that can come about is that if we allow him to flirt with us. How many of you has ever been flirted with? You're in the house of the Lord this morning. And the devil will flirt with you. And there's often times that he's flirting with you. But until you allow him to catch your eye, that's when he knows that there's a place for him to move. The devil's always putting his word out. He's flirting, if you'll have it. And until we reciprocate that, we're able to just keep on walking and keep on moving and not even pay attention to the things that's going around on around us. There's a lot of things that goes around in this world that until you stop and take particular notice of it, it will not affect you. But when you stop and begin to flirt back, reciprocating that which is coming at you, that's when trouble begins. And the Bible teaches us in many different places. We all know about flirting. And we've seen how that it has caused a lot of problems in many different facets of our lives. And the Bible gives us many different ones, and I'm not separating this by male or female, but I'm just giving you what the Word says, because that's the only way that I know how to do it this morning. But the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, if I can go back there real quickly, I'm going to try to give you something that you're familiar with to get to our points this morning that God has laid upon our hearts. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it teaches us that when it comes to flirting, it's given us a picture of a man and woman. And today I have no apologies for what the Word says. It is the Word of God. But he says here in the 5th chapter and 3rd verse, he says, "For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold of hell. Lest thou shalt ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them." And then going over to the next chapter this morning, he also says it like this, "To keep you from the evil woman." And women, we could put "to keep you from the evil man," because flirting does go both ways, does it not? He said, "To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of the strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids." You ever heard the old saying, "She's giving you goo-goo eyes"? That's what the Bible's saying here. Because she can flap those eyelids and get your attention. And it can go the other way as well. He said in verse 26, For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life." See, your life, when you allow the devil to flirt with you and you flirt back, he can take your life and make it as meaningful as a piece of bread, which isn't much. The devil, in the book of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, says that the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we begin to flirt back with the devil, we are flirting with disaster. The Bible gives us many different situations in people's lives. It's recorded how the devil flirted with them and they were okay until they flirted back. In the book of Judges, in the 16th chapter, the Bible talks about Samson. Samson was a mighty man of God. He was a Nazarite. And the Lord blessed him and strengthened him, and that he was known for all of his strength that God had given to him. I do not see Samson as this big Hercules-looking guy. I see Samson as just a normal man, but God had blessed him with enormous strength to be able to do that, that God might get the glory and the honor. And the devil flirted with Samson. And how many of you know, as I said, the devil doesn't always come with a pitchfork and horns and a long dragon tail, but sometimes he'll come in a way that attracts your attention. And he begins to flirt. And the Bible says that Samson was flirted with by the devil, by a woman by the name of Delilah. And that she come and she flattered him with her lips. No doubt she would beat those eyelashes. And she got his attention. And Samson was all right until he began to flirt back. See, the devil knew his weakness, did he not? Because he already knew what happened with what the Bible says was a harlot down in Gaza that Samson had been with as well. The devil knows how to get to men. And the women said, but also he knows how to get to women. And the men said, amen. He got in trouble when he began to flirt back. And you see, him wanting to please her in his flirtatious moments, he told her exactly. After he told her three lies, you know what the devil will do? He'll cause you to lie when you normally wouldn't lie. Amen? He'll make you want something that you normally would not want. He'll want you to take something that you normally wouldn't take. And after he told her these three lies, finally, he told her in his flirtatious moments, he told her exactly where his strength lied. And when he went to sleep, see, this is how the devil will use you. The devil didn't care a thing about Samson. Delilah didn't care a thing about Samson. All she wanted to know was the secrets. And once she found out the secrets, she was done with him. How many of us today know people, know lives, and maybe even our own lives that we have flirted with the devil, and when we flirted back, we found out that he really didn't care about us. He just come to steal that which he wanted, and then he would just dump us and move on. Amen? There's a lot in this message this morning. You garner what's in it for you. Because, and I put this in, I tell our young people, our young ladies, watch that flirting boy. And the moms and dads said, and I tell the young men, watch that flirting girl. Because usually there's some ulterior motives that's tied to it. And you make a Baptist church get quiet on a Sunday morning when you start talking about flirting. But we know it's true, do we not? The Bible also talks about, and you know about this, many of you have heard it preached over and over. In the 2 Samuel, the Bible talks about David and how that the devil flirted with him. The devil flirted with David by showing him the picture of a beautiful woman taking a bath. If David would have just seen that picture and turned around and walked away, David would have been all right. Sometimes it takes more willpower to turn and walk away than it does to stay where you're at. David saw that beautiful woman, the Bible says, am I not preaching the truth? Said she was a beautiful woman, and he saw her up on the rooftop taking a bath, and he began to inquire. When he inquired, he started flirting with the devil. And Bathsheba may have been beautiful, but there were some ugly things that come attached to it. Because you see, David lost his fellowship with God. He had an innocent man and others killed so he could get this woman as his wife. And it cost him a son that was born and died. It also cost his daughter to be raped by her brother. It caused a brother to kill a brother. And then it caused a nephew to kill the brother. You see how this just keeps going? The devil will show you a beautiful picture, but he doesn't show you, so what I read in Proverbs, how that it will take you down to hell and destruction. David was all right until he flirted back and began to inquire. And I've given you two examples of men with women. But let me also tell you about a woman that had the same problem that these two men had. And then I'm going to come back and rectify all this morning. The Bible says in the book of Hosea that there was a woman who was a harlot by the name of Gomer. This man married her because God told him to marry her, and he loved her. And after he married her, she went, the Bible says this, now this is God's word, the Bible says she went a-whoring. And God used that after an example of Israel. Because you see, anybody that would flirt with her, she loved them. Love is a very precarious word. Because you see, she just flirted and they would flirt back. And you remember what the Bible says, that the lips of a strange woman is as honeycomb? But you don't see what that's going to happen after that. Hosea had every right to leave her. But God put it upon his heart, put it in his life. In fact, said, this is a picture of Israel. I want you to go get her. Now, how many of us today could go after a flirtatious woman? that had been out in the world and done many a things. And when God said, go get her, we'd still go get her. And that's a hard question this morning. But you see, when you flirt with the devil, there's going to be some problems that's going to come. Not only these, but the Bible gives us many examples of people that flirted with the devil and ended up in trouble. How many of you remember that Adam and Eve had a son, had two sons, Cain and Abel? And the Bible says that one was a tiller of the ground and the other one was he was a shepherd, if you'll have it. He watched over the flocks. But the Bible says that because God accepted Abel's offering and did not receive Cain's offering, there was jealousy that came up. The Word teaches us that the devil will come in any way he can to try to destroy you. Oftentimes it's in jealousy that he'll come. He'll flirt with you and cause somebody to flirt with somebody else, and he'll get jealousy that's there because of favoritism. And the Bible does say that jealousy is colder than the grave. And the devil uses against you in his flirtatious moments. And I've given these examples because of how the devil works. We understand these, do we not? We see this all the time. You see men flirt with women, and you see women flirt back with men, do you not? And the best thing you can do, husbands, wives, is when somebody begins to flirt with you and they're not yours, is to walk away. This is the truth, Brother Ron. Walk away, because the devil will never show you what happens after the honeymoon. Right? We see this. And we know this today because the Bible says in the book of John, the 8th chapter and the 4th verse, says that the devil is a liar and the father of it. That he will come and flirt with us and offer us. You know, they used to sing a song in the 70s, I guess it was. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. But I like what the next verse part of that song says. Still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. The devil will come and he'll try his best with his flirtatious moments and movements to give you and to get you to walk away from what God has already given you. But it's nothing but a lie straight from hell. He says that in John 8:4 and in 1 John 2nd chapter in the 4th verse. It says that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. How many of you have ever had the devil to flirt with you and you see that it's nothing but a lie? And people say, well, he flirts with men and women. And you're talking about a sexual thing. And some people say, well, I'm beyond that. But he also calls jealousy to come in his flirting. He'll also come in and say that you could have all the riches that you want. And many people buy these lies straight from hell. He offers them riches, but in the book of Proverbs, it says not to trust in the worldly riches. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Matthew that if you could gain the whole world and lose your soul, what would a man give in exchange? The devil will flirt and say that I can take your career to a path that you would never dream about, only to get you there and keep you away from the church and keep you away from God and keep you away from where true riches are. Because it's not in this world. I've heard so much the past couple of weeks, people talking and passing on or in the elevator, or people that's up on the news and that are talking about how much they lost over the last few weeks because of the stock market. You know how much I lost? Not one dime. Yeah, because I didn't have any there. I didn't lose anything, so I don't have to worry about it. But you know what? And there's nothing wrong with having riches in this world, don't get me wrong. But the Bible says, don't allow the devil to flirt with you and you flirt back about having riches on this side, but rather lay up your riches in heaven, where the moth does not corrupt and thieves do not break through and steal. Have your riches where it's protected and taken care of. The devil will do everything that he can to come in and tear apart your life. And I don't mean to offend anybody this morning, but I wrote this down because this is what God laid upon my heart. And I had to chuckle. Becky was driving, and when the Lord laid upon my heart, I just chuckled. Just a little bit. Because I thank God that He gives us words that we could share with His people. But I wrote this down because I wanted to share it with you this morning. You know what the devil does in all of his flirting? He'll promise you the world and give you hell. Ain't that good? He will promise you the world and give you hell. People say, you ought not talk like that, Pastor. That's exactly what the devil does. In all of his flirting, he does not care about you. He does not care about your family. He doesn't care about your home. He doesn't care about your job, your career. He doesn't care about you at all. All he wants to do is get your soul in hell for all eternity. So that he can take away that which God has given to you. And people say, will the devil really do that? If we could open it up this morning, you see it's full of people that the devil flirted with, and Brother Wayne, they flirted right back. And when you flirt back, that's when trouble starts. And I don't want you to raise your hands this morning or even answer out loud, but how many of you had somebody to flirt with you? And at first, you was just flabbergasted that somebody would flirt with I. And then you got thinking about it. And folks, it doesn't matter what age you are. And I'm preaching the truth this morning. It doesn't matter what age you are or what your economic status is. The devil will send somebody to try to flirt with you. Have somebody flirt with you, and at first you're impressed that they would flirt with somebody such as I. And then you get to thinking about it, and you see through the disguise that the devil has there, that it's nothing more than the devil trying to bring you down and destroy your life. Because that's what he'll do this morning. Not only does he want to destroy your life, but he wants to destroy your soul. Take it away from the God who promised you that if you'd call upon His name, that you would have life and have it abundantly. Instead, he wants to get you to be like Felix in the book of Acts. He wants you to, by his flirting, tell you that if you get saved, if you give your home and your heart to Jesus Christ, that you'll never be able to fit in society ever again. Let me tell you the truth. It doesn't matter whether you're saved or lost. Most of us don't fit in anyway. Is this not the truth? He'll tell you that you'll never have another good friend when the Lord is dealing with your heart and He comes flirting. And we all listen to the devil to a certain point. We'd all be liars if we said we didn't. But the devil will come in and begin to flirt and say, you'll never have another friend if you get saved. If you give your heart and you get your life straightened up, you'll never have another friend. Really, if we look around at our lives, saved or lost alike, what I've found, and the Bible says this, a man that's got plenty of money has got plenty of friends. But let me go back and restate that verse. Because we know this is true. A man that's got plenty of money that likes to spend it has got a lot of friends. Because a man that's got plenty of money and it's tighter than bark on a tree don't have many friends. But those that like to spend it's got plenty of friends. Let me tell you, the Bible teaches us this. As long as you got money and you'll spend it, you'll have plenty of friends. But when your money's gone, you'll be like the prodigal son. The devil showed him a good time, did he not? He showed him a picture. You can go down there and live. I mean really live in that far country. He got down there and found out as long as he had money and spent it on his friends, he had all the friends in the world. But what happened when the money was gone? All of his friends were gone. They wouldn't even give him food, Larry Jones. He had to go and join himself as a citizen of that country just to be able to get food, just to be able to survive. And then they didn't give him much because he wanted what the hogs were eating, did he not? See, the devil showed him a good time. Some of your people and some of my people, even us in days past, the devil showed us that this world, you could have a real good time in it. But he never shows you what it's going to cost you. Never show you. And many of us growing up, we thought, man, when I get old enough, I'll be out there in the world and I'll see what the world really has to offer. Only to find out that the devil will take everything you've got until you have nothing else to give. And then he'll take your soul down to hell and destruction for all eternity. Let me close this morning with this message. Flirting with disaster. Flirting with the devil. In our scripture reading from the book of James, the 4th chapter, he says, if we will resist the devil, he will flee from us. What we ought to do is when the devil comes a-knocking and he's trying his best to get us to go in one way or another, whether it be a sexual way. And people say we ought not mention that word in church. Folks, we need to mention it more today than we've ever needed to do it. Whether it's money, and I know when you mention money, you get down to where people live at. And you get their attention real fast. But I'm not even concerned this morning. Where my greatest concern is at is what he's doing to our people for their souls. And I don't like to bring secular things into my messages, but several years ago there was a song, I think it was a Charlie Daniels band. Y'all remember that song that talked about the devil went down to Georgia? Because he was looking for a soul because he was way behind. And you know what he did? He offered old Johnny a fiddle of gold, right? In our lives, the devil will offer whatever your interest is at. When he comes a flirting, he knows where your interest lies. He knows what you're looking for that day, for that time. And he'll come with a flirt trying to offer it to you. But folks, the moment we reach out to grab hold of it, how many of these in the Bible do you think in their lives they look back and said, I wish I'd never done that? How many of us in this church this morning that the devil has flirted with us and we flirted back and we said, now looking back, we could say the same thing. I wish I'd never done that. Because look what it cost me. Look what it cost me. The devil will come flirting. And he's on a mission. And how many of our children, our loved ones, I mentioned to the church, I believe it was a couple Wednesday nights ago, that I've got an uncle and I've got a second cousin that both of them have recently been diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver. Because you know what the devil showed them? A good time out there in this world. What he didn't show them is that it's going to cost you your life. And even if cirrhosis of the liver is bad, don't get me wrong. But folks, he's not even worried about the cirrhosis of the liver. The devil is thinking and looking ahead to when you close your eyes for the last time. I've got you. I flirted, you flirted back. Now I've got you. I've got you. And folks, some of us have been caught in that same trap. If it weren't for the grace of God, how many of us would still be held by the Satan stronghold? But aren't you glad this morning while Rob and Sharon gave the song of invitation? Aren't you glad that there came along a man that was strong enough to break the hold that the devil had on your life? I tried and you tried and we could not get out of his grasp. But there was a strong man that came along. And he said, I can deliver you. I can set you free. And he delivered us from the bounds, from the bonds that Satan had us held in. And now, folks, we ought to be wise enough to know when the devil comes flirting, all he's trying to do is rob us of what God has given to us. He's trying his best to take God's joy away from us. He's trying his best to tear our lives apart. He's trying to make us seem like... And let me put this in while they're getting ready to sing. Have you seen folks that you know the devil has flirted with them and they flirted back? And they try their best to put on a picture that they're just as happy can be. When you know deep down in their soul, they're just as miserable as they can be. You know why? Because they miss that which they had. Look what I've traded it for. Look what I've traded it for. That's why the scripture said in the book of Proverbs that a man's life that goes with that harlot, that his life is reduced to a piece of bread. It's not much, is it? Not much. And on this Sunday morning, and I know many of you are probably nervous about the invitation because of the subject matters that we've covered. And there's many, many more that we did not even touch upon. Folks, it doesn't matter who you are. The devil's going to come flirting with you. How many of you has the devil come flirted with? You can raise your hands. He'll come flirting and trying his best to get your attention. But folks, the best thing we can do is when we recognize it's the voice of the devil, is call upon the man who's able to deliver us. Resist the devil and he'll flee. That scripture did not say he'll stay away for the rest of your life. He'll flee. But you can look for him to come back again. You just don't know which way he's going to come from. What's he going to come presenting himself as? Because you see, the devil has many different forms. This morning while we stand, they sing a verse of a song. I ask you, has the devil been flirting with you?
Lord, I've been busy here and there.
The devil's gonna flirt. He's going to try to upset your relationship with God. He's going to try his best to rob you of the blessings that God has given to you. But the part that really concerns me is that all that he wants to do is take you down to that pit where he's bound for all eternity. He doesn't care about you this morning. He doesn't care about your life and how much joy you have. The only thing he's concerned about is destroying your soul. Why don't you follow your heart today? Follow your heart and knowing that God is the only one that could deliver you from the devil's stronghold. While they finish this song today,
I remember victory.
Many of you raised your hands knowing that the devil does flirt.
And the close sweet fellowship we share.
And how that he comes to get your attention. That's why it's important for us to have a close relationship with God. So we recognize when the devil comes. And folks, sometimes you can't walk away from the devil. We've got to run away. To get away from what he's offering. Yes. All he wants to do is destroy you.
Let me feel it one more time. Please let
I've known people that the devil has flirted with them. And let me be emphatic about this. The devil's going to flirt with everybody. In one way or another, he's going to flirt with everybody. And folks, instead of us letting our heads swell because the devil come flirting, what we ought to do is recognize who it is and pray to God and ask God for deliverance one more time. Because he's going to come knocking. And just because he's been at your house and he's been knocking upon your door, that's not my message this morning. My message is that when we begin to flirt back, that's when the devil knows he's got an opportunity in your life. He's got an opportunity to get there. And you just think about it. Think about how he comes in your life and my life. And again, I don't say this to offend anybody. But the devil is true to this word that he will promise you the world and give you hell. That's what he'll do. That's what he'll do. This morning I hope you got something from the message that you can take with you, and that when the devil comes knocking again. Again, folks, he's not coming with a pitchfork and some long tail and horns on his head. I've yet to see the devil come looking like that. Right? To some people, he comes looking like a brand new house or a brand new car. Comes looking like a big bank account. A lot of silver and a lot of gold. That's what he comes looking like. Comes looking like that perfect man or that perfect woman. But you know, the Bible teaches us that the only perfect man or woman there is one that has a heart after God himself. In fact, James said it like this, was he not, James? That a perfect man is one who is able to bridle his tongue in all things. Right? So today, while we close with this altar of prayer, I ask you to examine your own heart and know. In this message this morning, you may see it as a message of warning that when the devil comes knocking, watch out. Watch out today. Brother Eli's come to pray. Those that would gather in with us, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Close out with this service today with this altar of prayer, asking God to bless each and every one of us and to help us when the devil comes knocking. Before you get away, I got two things that we need to talk about real fast, okay? Go right ahead, Sister Carlene. Yeah, come on up.
I'm sorry if I've got some of this wrong, but I had to kind of get this together over the phone because, you know, I had to work last weekend. So I just kind of wanted to go through everything.